We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Random Conversations, Episode 9. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
I'm actually impressed that you got the number right, because I purposely left it off just to see if you'd actually do some kind of research for this.
Actually, you left it on the notes page. That's how Dang I saw it. I saw it literally just now. I was like, Dang Random it. Thoughts, Episode 9.
Okay, foiled again.
Yeah. I'm a good actor, though. I made it look like I knew.
Yeah, you did. You did. You know, it's this has been really an interesting year, right? And as we've been going through Married at First Sight, coming to your new hometown, made us decide to go back, and we got a chance to interview one half of this couple before. But now we get them together. And even to this day, still causing some sort of controversy in our comments at times. We're catching the strays on this, but we wanted to get them on, find out what's been happening with David and Madison, Married at First Sight, Season 18. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Appreciate back having again.
Well, look, it's great to get you guys back, and you still look happy, so this is a good thing, right? What's the status of your relationship?
It's all gravy, baby. just living life, and now after the show is aired and so forth, now living our regular life, doing our daily routines, and just being able to enjoy each other outside, not trying to hide no PDA or this or that. So now it's just us being goofballs, having fun, loving each other, having my better half next to me, and just being Aww. Us. Easy.
That's nice. No, I dig it. I follow you on IG, and I'm just looking every time. I'm like, look at these cute people. Like,
you know, it's interesting because even as people come across and discover the first interview that we did with you, David, folks are like, oh, they took it too easy on them, you know, and Tara's always like, hey, they're very happy. And that's what we see on social. So I have to ask this. I know people present certain things on social. Are you guys really that happy?
Oh,
honestly, we are. I know it's.
That's all fake.
I've always been the person to say, like, you never know how people's lives are outside mm-hmm. of like what you see on social media, or it can be like 1 minute you see them together and then like 2 months later they're like broken up or they hate each other or something. But honestly, we really are that happy. Like, he is my best friend. It is so easy. We've lived together for about a year and a half now, I think, mm-hmm. at this point. And it's honestly, he's integrated into my family life and my friends' lives so nice. Easy. Like, everybody loves him almost more than they like me sometimes. I mean, his parents, you got to see them a lot on the show. Like, mm-hmm. they're amazing, and his friends too. So it's been super easy to just integrate our lives. And like, he's the cool, calm cucumber that's just easy to like calm me down if I get, you know, anxious or like, you know, caught up in the moment in something. He's very just calming in nature. He doesn't, you know, react to my reaction.
Okay.
Which is when we know we can react. We know we can react.
That's I'm in the wrong, man. Yeah.
Wait, that sounded way too good. David, blink twice if you're in any type of thing.
She actually told me to say it. I wrote a script. It is kind of funny to this day to see people respond to our first podcast. I think I got one today.
Yeah.
Actually, and it was like, I feel so bad for so-and-so and so-and-so. And it's just like, oh, it's 2 years gone. What, like, really? Why don't you tell them, not me?
Right.
But, I mean, I appreciate the love that people are still giving us and reaching out. But it's just so crazy that people still to this day like go back 2 years later to say something. So,
and what's crazy is that that video, the one on IG, got a lot of views, but they didn't watch the whole thing. That's just like a little highlight of the interview. They didn't actually take the time to listen to the interview, and I think their perspective would be different if they actually put in that effort to do that.
Right.
You know, obviously the best part of Married at First Sight for you two was meeting each other, right? Getting, discovering each other is a better way to put it. But what was the worst part of knowing you had a connection with someone other than the person that you were initially matched with?
I think, well,
I know my shit.
We all know your shit. I think it was a matter of like, we were being filmed all the time. So there wasn't any really downtime to like, feel like safe.
Yeah.
To like feel what you wanted or like think how you felt. And obviously like we didn't go into this wanting to hurt anybody.
Right.
And like even, some people, most people understand, but I feel like some people are like, oh, karma will get you. And I'm like, we were two regular people who put our lives on national television. I would love to see you try and see what stupid shit you do. Because let's be real, might not happen like what happened with us. But like when you take normal people and you just record them for however many hours a week doing their normal lives, like you're going to see a little bad in everybody. Like we saw a little bad in every single person on the show, pretty much. Like no one's perfect. So I think just being kind of under that, you know, public scrutiny and just not even be able to handle it like a real world scenario made it really difficult.
And the reason I kind of ask that is because, you know, I can only imagine, because when you have that chemistry with somebody, you just want to be with that person all the time, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, no, I can't because the camera's still here. This, and you know that you're being recorded all the time to that point, to your point. So it's, I just assume that that would be a lot more stressful and that would make it a lot harder to deal with.
Yeah. Been through a lot of therapy since.
No, it definitely was. It was just more of like being able to like say what you want to say or like how you act. Like my one of my buddies was like, hey man, you know your facial expressions just give you the fuck away. Like, you're thinking, and you're like, oh shit, was I looking that way? And then now you see the little skits and like screenshots about, oh, maybe I was. I was like, oh fuck. So but it was just knowing that you want to be with someone without hurting somebody.
Right.
And being able to tell those people the real thing, like at the point or how it is, it was just very difficult. You don't know what's going to happen. If you could say yes to something or no to something while you're filming, not knowing that aspect of it was the most difficult part. And saying that you had to be at everything, but you really don't. And then things like that. So it was up and down.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cameras, what's something about each other that surprised you after the cameras stopped rolling?
Oh, that I was a Jason Momoa to Timu. I was asking as a compliment, like, hey.
No, honestly, for me, my favorite, because we actually rewatched one of the episodes a couple of, like a month ago, and there was this one, I'm like, we should have had a better drinking game, because every time it's like, to be honest with you, I was freaking dying.
I didn't realize I said that so much.
I gave you such a hard time.
Oh my gosh.
Going back and watching it and hearing it over and over, and I was like, no wonder people motherfucking don't like me.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know I said to be fair until somebody pointed it out in the comments. And I was like, really? And I even said it to my GM, and they're like, oh yeah, you do kind of say that all the time. I'm like, okay, crap.
Oh, and I say for sure. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Okay. We all have a little tagline.
Right. And it's great that you're able to laugh about that, right? But how hard was it to move past a lot of that noise and just focus on each other once filming was done, once, you know, okay, these episodes aired, everybody knows now, how hard was it to just move past the noise itself and just focus on the positive?
Yeah, I think honestly, what did me really well is like we had to keep our social medias private until like the very, very end of like the episodes airing, which I think did both of us really good because I actually like set my message requests so that like nobody could message request me if I didn't know them, which I think was a good thing for me because definitely a lot of the hate, like people just get super, you know, keyboard happy. Yeah. So we were able, I think, to just kind of, one, when it wasn't airing and we just were dating, we had to just be a little bit more safe of like no PDA, make sure like no one knows like you guys are together yet. So we got to do a lot of more getting to know each other and just like building our bond before it even aired. And then I feel like once it got to the very, very end and we opened up our socials, it was like a 50-50 mix of like a lot of people were happy, still a lot of people were like upset. But I think that we were able to develop a stronger foundation of like watching every single episode together, looking at the bad, like facing it. Like I didn't even want to watch some of the episodes and my therapist was like, you need to watch it because how are you going to get over some of this shit? If you don't just step through, I'm like, you're right. So even as cringy, as horrible as it was to watch some of them, we watched them together when we could. And I feel like it was pretty easy after that. Like he was such a great support for me when I was watching them. And, you know, we gave each other shit during some of the moments where I was like, geez, man, that was not great.
Take that one. You got a friend in me. Glad that didn't come out. But yeah, just, I mean, being able to watch them and just go back to everything and just laugh about it. That's what I enjoy now.
Yeah.
Just like she said, 2 weeks ago, we just watched it. But, man, that was really us.
And we were
That dumb shit, like, wow. But I mean, just having her and just being my authentic, normal self, and when she could bust my balls, I bust hers, and we just laugh, and we have that true friendship that, like, I go back to my parents. They have that fun, that love, that joy, like,
yeah,
person that I want to be around. You know, there's men that are like, oh, I want to get away from my Yeah, every right. man, but my thing is like, yo, I want her there.
I'm like, cool as shit.
I'm sorry for you guys. Like, she hangs out with the boys. Like, hey, like, she's there. It's like, I don't have to worry about shit. So
right,
it makes it easy when I say that. And going back to what I've said before, easy is how it is.
Nice. So was there a moment when you thought, this is either going to break us or make us stronger? And if so, like, what was that moment?
Ooh. I guess my moment was not knowing if she really fucked with me on the show. Like, to be completely honest, I could have been a fool. Like, I knew what I wanted, but didn't know in all actuality what she wanted at the end. But it could have been like, yeah, Dev, you're cool. You're a good buddy. And then
now, a lot of people saw that and thought that you were making that up, though. As we're watching, we all thought, okay, well, no, he's got to be. He's they're playing in our face now with this.
I just wanted to go to sleep that night.
that one episode where I like knock on his door, like the reason why it looks so cringy is because, like, and I even said this out loud, I'm like, how many times as an adult you ever actually tell someone that you like them? Like, right. I'd love to see a poll of anybody when you just say, hey, by the way, I like you.
Right.
It's normally just assumed, right? Like in the world we live in, or like you swiped on them, so it's like you have to like them. So I feel like a lot of the moments that we went through, it was kind of just this weird navigation of, we still just met each other 5 weeks ago. We both don't fully know. Like, yeah, we had really great conversations in the gym and like we got to know each other on a much deeper level, but like, it still wasn't a final, like, oh, we're going to be together, ride together in the sunset. Like, it's you and me forever. Like, that was not decided when the show finished filming by any means. And so I actually appreciate the length of time that it took for the show to air, because I think that gave us a chance to really date away from the cameras. Like, I know that this season, if you're like, it filmed, it aired, it was done so fast, which like might've been nice in time, but like, I think the distance in between filming and when it first aired allowed us to really build a relationship that when it came time to watching it live made it so much easier.
I'll be raise my hand and say, I tell people I like them, because if I'm saying, hey, I really like you, I want to take you to Paris, and you say, well, Tara, we're just friends. Okay, we can go to Applebee's then. I'm not taking you to Paris if you don't like it.
But I think another make or break was like literally after filming, you know, it was her birthday. She spent holidays, had things planned, but we still made an effort to want to communicate and be with each other and experience those things together. So that was a big moment for myself, is that, you know, that communication was there and it was still wanted. So at that point, you get happy and smile and just like, all right, we can still do this. So, but yeah, look, that was my, you know, damn, can we make it out of this? And we did. And here we are.
Now, you know, the you mentioned season 19, Austin. Are you guys actually watching that one?
So we haven't watched it all the way through, but we've watched a couple episodes. So, and my explore page is just like full of Married at First Sight stuff. So I'm at least very aware of everything that's happened at this point.
Right. So is that a reason why you haven't watched the whole thing? Are you just like, we don't need to go back through this again? Or is it just like, okay, just waiting first before and just binge watch it all?
It's kind of been, it's been mostly time. Like we've had so much going on the last few months. Like as soon as October hits, it's like my birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, like we're planning all of this stuff. So we haven't had, and I've been traveling a lot for work lately. So the only time that I usually get to watch TV is on the plane. And I wanted to like sit down with him and watch it so we could watch it together, of just seeing more of the differences or, you know, how things played out. So I think the couples, at least they matched a little bit more, but like better in the beginning from what I noticed compared to our season is what it seemed like. They seemed like a very mature cast. Not saying that we weren't, but we just had a lot of shit storms happening everywhere.
Now, David, would you admit that you have finished watching the season and you're just pretending like you've only seen episode 3? Just
I wish I could tell you that, but I have gotten bits and pieces of it. I am very jealous of the format that they got.
Yeah.
Like, bam, 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 3 episodes, you're done in a month. And while we were done in this
6 months
and things were lingering and it kept talking and beating that dead horse. Like their horse was slapped on the ass real quick, man. Here it goes. My motherfucker was still trying to get up. Like, hey, hit me again.
I didn't think about that. For us, we're like, oh, it was over quickly. But for you, that's longer to go because you're the ones going through it, and you're actually reliving something that you already went through a year ago. And while we're just going, forming our own opinions as we're watching this thing. Right. I didn't think about that.
And it's like, I feel like having the multiple episodes at a time compared to the one a week, it lets people fester for one full week of all of the stuff that they want to say about that singular episode, which means they can watch it over and over again and continue to do whatever they want. Whereas like, oh, you have 3 episodes to watch. And then in 2 more days, you're going to have 3 more episodes to watch. So I think from a participant, it would have been nicer to have the shorter format than, and I don't know, I think some of the like regular audience members, they prefer the once a week. I think it was kind of like a mixed bag, but I wish we would have had that.
I preferred the Peacock version.
Yes.
We watched the episode. We got to watch it and watch it again to take notes. So it's a lot of work. And so to be able to compile it all, we can take our notes and then, all right, do these episodes these days. And it's just us, it makes it a little bit easier. But I totally get where you guys are coming from. And since this show is in, this season's in Austin and where I'm at, if you can give one piece of advice to the couples navigating public judgment or outside opinions, what would it be?
Oh man. I would say don't engage with the haters if you can. Every now and again I do, just cause I like to humble some people of just like, but it's usually with like a kindness thought. It's a kind thought, right? Which I think pisses people off more when you're just like kind about something. Like, I'll pray for you. A heart emoji.
Kiss my ass. Be blessed.
Exactly. So you get it. And rely on your family and your friends, right? Like, it's okay. Like, words can be hurtful. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially as women, like, people were saying shit about me all the time. Like, I get it. I have a muscular body and some people think I look like a man. I am not. I have the lady body parts and I think I'm very beautiful. That's okay. You don't think so. Like, I'm not going to let it destroy my self-confidence because some, you know, troll wants to just get really keyboard happy. But I use him too. Like, if there was something that bothered me, I, you know, would talk to him about it, or cause we'll get the same troll It's like, I'll block them, and then they'll message him and be like, oh, your wife blocked me.
So I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Yeah, that's the funniest part. They're like, she already blocked him. I'm over here. And I'm like, she's telling me to tell you this.
Because for me, I'm like, setting boundaries like is super important. Like, I don't need somebody on my feed that's going to just be negative or say things. So that block button becomes super useful. And then also, like, engage with the people who are super positive. Like, both of us take, you know, an hour or so out of our day or out of our weekend to like reply to followers that like support us and make us feel super supportive. Like, our fans and our followers that have been there from either the beginning or have even like jumped on the bandwagon now.
We got a lot of aunties out there.
We do. And we love you guys. But truly, like, they always say such sweet things to us. And so, like, sitting on the positive is definitely more what helps us, for sure.
I've gotten somewhere, I've typed some things out, and then like, Trimble, don't do it, don't do it. But to see that I put it out makes me feel a little better, and then I'll delete it. All right, I said it, it's out there, but I don't really
gotta release it.
Yeah. So if anything that I could give them is maybe type it out, see what you say, and then it just like, is it really worth it at the end of the day? Because what is it going to do? It is just going to make them feel happy. Like, ooh, I got to them. Like, so that don't let them do it. Yeah.
And also for me, like, I started therapy before the show aired, which was huge for me. Truthfully, my therapist was amazing and walked me through. Cause obviously I didn't know what everything I was going to see, but I knew, you know, there was going to be some rough parts. And having that, like, mental health is super important, and it's not to be, you know, joked about by any means. And she was, and I'm still with her, you know, I see her maybe like once a month now, cause I've done some really great work with her. But if you feel like you need that, definitely leverage it. Cause it's very important.
Are you more sympathetic to people who are, participating in reality TV dating shows, or just reality TV as a whole, now that you've been on the show?
Oh my gosh, without a doubt. I feel like, especially like reality TV dating is something that is very unique. Cause we've talked about it. Like, we want to try to go for a competition show, you know, like that's something that we could do. The dating piece, like, it messes with your head, man. Like, I feel like that was the biggest thing. And like seeing people like on Love is Blind or, you know, Married at First Sight, or I don't really watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette anymore, but like, people are awful. And like the way that they make you look now, you know, yes, your actions are your actions and your words are your words, but production can make things look different ways very easily. And all that you see as a viewer is not usually how it always is. So when I watch something, I'm like, ooh, she looks super bitchy, but like, she might be really nice.
Something that we never really say when we're just watching it from the comfort of our couch.
100%. Definitely. He's normally like, dang, like she's, or he's terrible, or she's terrible. And now I'm like, oh man, I hope they're doing okay.
For those of us who've never been on set, what don't we know? Because you see what the producers want us to see, that's what we get to see. Yeah. What is it that we don't know that without, you know, giving out all the magician's tricks, what don't we know about being on a reality TV dating show?
I mean, they can put different scenes in different orders whenever they want. They can put your voices wherever they are when you're not talking at the camera. Like, they can mix up different, you know, scenarios.
It's not always the time that it says on the clock
or the day or the amount of time in between things. So always just take that into consideration when you're watching something, because, you know, we noticed a few of them were like, it's really interesting that says 10 o'clock at night when it was 3 in the morning.
I was fucking hammered.
Weird.
By myself all day drinking, but now I got all these questions.
Well, I was thinking, someone is bitchy in episode 1 and they're still bitchy by episode 7 or 8, they're bitchy.
Yeah, that's all 100%.
That's not editing. That's just who they are.
That's just their personality trait.
Unless it's all from episode 1. And then
Wish, you never know. Could be.
See? You know, a matter of fact, when you guys finish with watching this season 19, it'll be interesting to hear, because you say how great these couples are now. It'll be interesting to see what you say after finishing the season, right?
I haven't seen the reunion. I know that none of them are together anymore. Yeah, I mean, I've had such high hopes for some of them because, I mean, at least a couple of them look really good. But now I've seen the spoilers and stuff, unfortunately. But oh, yeah,
I thought they went 5 for 5
on decision day.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was producer driven. I don't think that was love.
That's what I read too. So like you should have seen last season. We need something.
Yeah. We need a win.
Is that actually something like encouraged to say yes on decision day?
I wouldn't know.
I literally wore my ring and she asked why. I was wearing it. I thought I had to. So,
By the way, that was the perfect answer. I wouldn't know.
Our decision days were different than everybody.
Yes, very much so.
Well, like in terms of the timing, like we didn't have it on the same day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't, at least with our crew, I think most of our castmates were pretty stubborn in the sense of like, I'm not just going to, like some of them were much better of like, I'm not just going to say something to say it because you want me to say it.
Right.
So I'm not sure how, if season 19, I'll have to reach out to some of them and see like, hey.
I just think it's like very mentally exhausting. So like after decision day and they kind of like finally come down and just realize what they've done and what's going on and process everything. Cause that's the biggest thing is to process what's going on. Like this just happened. Yeah. Now we're moving into this.
Yeah.
That's the toughest thing. Like, damn, do you have an answer? I'm like, I haven't even thought about what I was about to say. Like, let me breathe.
I don't have an answer.
So, yeah. But no, you do have an answer.
You know, now I know it's been a while since the filming, since the cameras went away, since the show aired, but what's one thing that you really love to do together that feels the most quote unquote normal that doesn't involve sitting in an ice cream shop talking dirty?
Oh man, that's so horrible. Oh, I was like, I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry.
Tell them it was editing. We didn't say that. They took
exactly. That's not even my voice.
Honestly, that was 100% his fault. His fault.
I'll be honest with you.
It's funny you should do that because this next part is going to say who would do that, right? So we're going to ask a couple questions and you tell us who is the guilty party. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Damn, I sound like I'm back in a couple of three. I just kept saying my name.
Oh, you didn't know, huh?
No. This is more fun. From what I watch, I think this will be more fun.
We have a little bit of PTSD, all right?
Okay, first one. Who takes longer to get ready? I think I know the answer, but who takes longer to get ready?
I mean, I do, but not that much, actually.
Not like a female that's just doing everything. Like when I say like, hey, we got 10 minutes, baby. She'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Yeah, like,
and then I'll be sitting on the couch like, damn, you're already in 10 minutes.
Like, and then he's like, will you do my hair?
It's nappy back there, baby.
So now you got to help me.
So who is more likely to apologize first after an argument?
Oh, that'd be me.
For sure.
That's smart. Smart man. Shit.
Very much so. Very smart. Very smart. I'm
not stupid.
All right. I think I may know the answer to this one too, but who is the planner when it comes to like trips, dates, schedules in general? See, I know the answer.
Oh, man. Everyone. I just show up. Hey, boom. Hey. Take care of everything else, baby.
I am the planner. I am type A to a T.
And it's funny. One of my best friends, he's the planner and his wife is the pretty one. So we're the pretty ones in our group. Like, hey, you
can. I know. Me and him
we'll be there.
Like, all right, honey, you guys are going to meet us here at this time. This is where we're going.
That's nice. See, I relate to the part because my wife plans all our vacations. Babe, tell me what the bill is. Tell me when we're leaving. Tell me when we're coming back. That's it.
Yep. So
I got to check in with my walking Palm Pilot. Like, you guys have been, I'm good for Monday, but I don't know what I have scheduled Monday night.
Right.
I'm a planner, 100%. I'm a planner.
Love
it. Who's more emotional?
I'm a sensitive ass cookie. I ain't gonna lie.
He is pretty sensitive. He's my big teddy bear.
It must be that light skin thing. I'm not gonna bullshit you. When I see something emotionally, like, that love or like hear a song or something like it within a movie, I do get a little like emotional.
Yes. Well, that explains the Canadian tuxedo, the whole Drake look.
Damn, I should have brought it out for y'all. In the closet collecting dust.
Who is the more stubborn?
Ooh, you should see this nose flare.
Mm. It just happens sometimes. I'm getting better.
I was going to say, David can't be stubborn and emotional.
That's true. That's true. It's a little contradicting.
He gets his little voice and his little flare in the nose.
Yeah.
Give her space.
Who falls asleep first at night?
Oh,
I know I have to because he snores.
Oh, has to.
I have to. He tends to do it. And I'm like, wake up. Because as soon as I'm asleep, his snoring, it doesn't matter. Like, it does not bother me. But if he falls asleep first, I just like stare at him. It's like the memes when it's like, oh, I love my husband so much. And then it's like pans over to him sleeping and it's just.
Oh. I think they said studies, if you love who you're in love with, you fall asleep so much quicker. See?
Yeah.
I feel your pain, David. I snore. It's not like we don't do it on purpose. Like, we don't plan it. I'm about to snore at about 2:30.
Like, Tara was dating somebody who couldn't just take his snore. My wife is like, why doesn't she just go to sleep first? Because that's what my wife does.
See? It works perfectly.
Exactly, it does. Who hogs the blankets now? It seems like every question I ask, Madison, you're the answer.
He's emotional. I mean,
damn.
What's emotions got to do with blankets?
Yeah. But she loves a blanket. She's like a little burrito when she gets wrapped up. So I like to stand on me and like to be cool. So.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Until I really need to know. I'm like, oh, I can't.
I think I know who's gonna answer this one. But who's more likely to win an argument even if they're wrong?
Me.
I would agree.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Please tell us your secret, sir.
I guess all the men like want to know the condescending voice and just make it like make you feel bad, like, oh, maybe you are right type deal. That's something that we've talked about actually, and something I have to be better on. But I'll make a point when I want to be a dick and get someone across. I'll lay the law down.
And he'll think he'll win for that moment.
Okay, that was about to ask. Do you let him win?
He needs to win every now and then. Okay.
So you have a tally. Like, you're like, it's Wednesday. He's
my,
won three.
That's my enough. Job is conflict resolution and like problem solving. So like,
got it.
Conflict is very easy for me to deal with, except for when it's on national television. Yeah, that was
slightly different. Yes.
True. Who's more romantic?
Oh, I think I don't know.
I'll be doing a lot of those small
things. Yeah, he does a lot of like small things. I think you're more romantic.
But I like it to where like it's not expected. If somebody expects something, I ain't doing it. But if I see something like that I can do, I will go over and beyond.
And
I love to. It's hard for me to keep a secret too about like something that I did because I know it's gonna be like, ooh, and she'll be like, baby, why'd you tell me? I was like, well, I had to let you know. So I will take the romantic.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Okay, you said if it's expected, you wouldn't do it, but then also is if it's asked, is that something like, you know, back in the dating days, people say, oh, you're gonna buy me a drink? I was until you asked, but. Is that the same sort of thing?
Kind of. It's just more of the notion, like if I do some small things and like there's a thank you or I appreciate that, then I'll continue to do those. Oh, or if it's like it's done.
Yeah, like
and then you want it to continue to be done.
Yeah, I feel like we don't really have like expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in a lot of relationships, like we both clean. Like he's a much better cleaner than I am in terms of our apartment. But like I will clean when I can and what I can. And it's like, I never expect him to do anything and he never expects me to do anything. So it never creates any like weird
right,
hostility, which is really nice. Like I've never felt that with him. Of like the only time he was like, hey babe, would you mind like putting some water in your protein cups because it gets really gross when I clean. I'm like, I can absolutely do that for you, baby.
But I came in very gentle and asked, you know, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, because if he would have been like, hey, would you put some milk or water in your cups? And I'm like, no, you can rip them out.
You know how hard it is to clean these?
Oh, that's funny. All right, finish this sentence. One thing people would never guess about us is...
that she whoops my ass in Yahtzee quite a bit every night.
Very true. I'm the game champion of the world. I would say, I mean, I think people are maybe get it a little bit. We posted one video on Instagram of, I don't know if you guys saw it, with the hands.
Yes. That was hilarious.
That was funny.
We are goofy as hell. Like, straight up just weirdos. Like, I think I brought out his like full weirdo, honestly. And we just have so much fun. Like, I want to do more videos like that, just because it's stuff that we do randomly. Like, it's not hard for us to do that with each other and just have much fun. And so I think that would surprise people, just like how much fun we have. Like, truthfully, like, he is my best friend. We just laugh all the time. Like, nice. I'm the funnier one in the relationship, and I take full credit of that. But he is getting funnier, and it makes me so happy, because he'll say some shit. I'm like, damn, you funny, baby.
About time.
You're good looking, you're athletic, and now you're getting funny.
One more thing before we let you guys.
Sometimes remember some jokes to get it. I'm like,
there you go. I'm
like, you hit baby? She's like, no.
What is something, David, that Madison did to get you out of your comfort zone that you now do that you wouldn't do before? And same thing for you, Madison, that David did, has you doing that you would have never considered doing before?
Ooh. I mean, on the emotional side, it's just communication, not attacking. Like, hey baby, it's just me and you, this is not a trick question. And you know, hearing that, it was like, okay. And then actually being presented and being that way and hearing the response from her makes it so much easier to just, okay, this is what it is, be very transparent. And then on a fun level, it's just like the traveling and experience. She's opened up, you know, the palate, and just doing crazy shit, you know, going to Barbados, going to Turkey, like things like that, you know, me getting on the surfboard. those are things that she's just, it's easy to do. I always told her I'd try something once.
Right.
And I've never backed up on that. And that's because of her, because she's asked. And then, little be old, I'll be like, oh, let's go get sushi again, or let's do this. I'm like, I want that.
He loves sushi.
So we tried oysters together for the first time.
We did.
And she did it because I'm like, I try it once, you could try it once, and we did it together on my birthday. So
it's, oh, wow.
Just things like that.
Yeah. Nice. I think for me, like, he, as a like, women, we like to feel just emotionally safe to open up and really be just like comfortable. And I feel like he's always, it's not just one thing that he does. It's like consistently. Like, I told him when we first started like dating after the show, I was like, you're going to have to court me. And I don't mean this in like a sassy way. I mean, like, I want to feel like you want to date me. Like, I don't want this to be a, you know, swipe left, swipe right type of situation. I want you to actually try to date me, like take me out and like, let's get to know each other. And in my past relationships, I feel like, you know, this honeymoon phase always just like faded away very quickly, and people got complacent. And it was like, hey, just because you got me doesn't mean that we have to stop doing the little things for each other and like making each other feel special. And, you know, even to this day, like I still feel like he makes me feel special every day, whether it's just in a phone call or a handwritten note or
making bacon
for me every day.
That bacon goes a long way, let me tell you.
If you make it right, yes.
He could get over or through a lot with just some bacon.
Yeah.
Solve problems.
It's real deal.
Yeah.
True. I've become the angry monster. But yeah, just it's become easy. So easy.
And, you know, it's something you said just now that I got to ask David, if this makes Were you nervous when Madison said, "You still got to date me"? Because did it give you another level of uncertainty? Like, oh, crap, maybe she really doesn't like me like that if she's going to force me to do all this.
No, when she said it, it was like I knew what I had to offer and what I wanted to bring and what I could bring to the table. So I was more confident. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to just take you on a date. I know how to court a woman. I still walk on a curbside or walk through a revolving door. Those are things that I've been taught and that I know that are instilled in me. So that was like, okay, this will be easy in that aspect because those are things that I do naturally. I'm not trying to force myself to do them. So it's more of her stopping her from doing things like, don't walk through the revolving door first. And then now she's learning those things.
Like, baby, let me pay.
You don't have to do anything when you walk through. You know? So, but
I understand.
We both have just worked on each other and we just love each other. So this is real.
It's pretty obvious, to be quite honest. I mean, it's I know we've said it because we've seen it on social and seen the posts, the all fun, happy stuff, but you can feel it. And we saw it then, we see it now. I'm really happy for you guys, man. And really happy to see you still going strong and proving all the haters wrong.
You know, I feel like one person was like, man, they're putting on this act. I'm like, this would be the longest act of all time. I got better things to do than just pretend something, like, for real. Like, oh my gosh, you are crazy.
Are we still in season 3 of David and Madison? Jesus.
Damn.
Episode 54, 2 hours long.
We appreciate you guys checking in and letting us know what's going on. Now, if people want to get all up in your business, see all the fun, happy stuff, leave nice comments. Not the mean ones. Where can they find you?
Yeah, my Instagram is Madison Myers 93.
And mine's Shytown _shark.
And we post a lot about each other and, you know, love to respond back if it's nice things. hopefully we'll get some more content out there just to kind of showcase our personalities and let everyone get to know us more, because that's always just fun. And it's what we like to do is just keep people updated with what we're doing and just show them more of our personalities than what they did not get to see really on the show, I feel like.
When they're going to get to see the dress fitting and the nuptials and all of that?
Good question.
Mm. Oh, you thought we were going to get away without that, huh?
No, we are planning to get married in 2027, which I know is 2025. But he's got to plan all the rest of the initial steps to get the proposal in action, whenever that is. So
those are in the works. I'm asking the men in her life over Christmas.
Nice
to have her.
Well, don't ruin it. Don't ruin
it.
We already know. We literally tell each other some things like, "Hey, this is what we want."
Yeah.
And that's one of our biggest, I think, the greatest things that we do. I'm like, "Baby, what do you want?" She's like a planner, but give me 3 options. I can make one of those happen.
Yeah.
Rather than trying some shit and then her not be happy. Like, tell me what you want. I think a lot of women should tell their men give them 3 options.
Yeah.
And if they can't make any of those 3 work, then you have every right to yell at them and be in trouble.
Right.
But
I think my only, and not that anybody even asked for advice, but I'm going to give it anyways. my biggest advice for any couple is like, don't set these false expectations in your head of what you want your partner to do.
Yeah.
On both sides. Like, no one's a mind reader here. If you expect your partner to do something, but you don't tell them or give them guidelines and then you get mad about it, like, that becomes your fault. Truthfully.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to anything, like gifts, ideas for, you know, date nights, like, I know a lot of women are like, well, they should know. I'm like, well, they're men. They don't always know what we want. And that's okay. And vice versa. Like, it's not a bad thing to not know exactly the thing. So, you know, give guide rails, because it's like, if you want to be happy, then help them get there. You know, it doesn't have to be this like, oh, well, you don't care because you don't know me type of thing. It can be, you know, I still want you to surprise me. So here are your couple of options and I'll be happy with any of them. And then it's up to you to deliver it.
So communication, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Wild that. Concept, right?
I've talked a lot about that. Communication is so important in relationships. Crazy. Who'd have thought?
Wild. Just talk to your person. Wow.
This is new concept. I mean, it's groundbreaking. But you know, to be fair, and David, I will say this. The fact that Madison is thinking that way is great. My wife has done the same thing. Like, same options. Here's what I want. Because I can go get you stuff. If you don't want it, what good is it, right? I'm a terrible gift giver. Knowing that, and she's still here with me is good. Because we figured out the way to do it. So the secret has been revealed. Well, we appreciate you guys again checking in and just having this conversation with us and really filling in those gaps that you know, and answering those questions that we really wanted to know. Happy holidays. And, you know, we've been following along and seeing the steps and see exactly what David did do to get that proposal right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you hanging out with us.
You can help me out.
Hey, thanks again. Really appreciate it. Wish you guys a happy holidays as well.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. Happy holidays to you and the family.
Thank you. And same to you. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Just Tell and at the RGRT5.
Send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers. Thanks, Mads and David.
Thank you, guys.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.